This one is called, I Was Appointed to Pray. This morning when I woke, I sat in the breakfast room where I sit to talk to Jesus. I lifted up my family and friends to the Lord, especially our daughter's neighbor, Jack. He has a serious leg injury. I was appointed to pray for him, and through a series of events, he will be staying with us and getting a new fixator on his leg. I thought of Rachel, a lady Jack and I met at the doctor's office, and I asked the Lord to strengthen her too and remove the pain from the fixator she wears. She looked so tired when I saw her the first time. And when we saw her at the doctor's office this last time, she had such radiance in her face. I had told her that I would pray for her. This seemed to lift her spirit. And this next encounter revealed that the Lord had certainly blessed her with renewed strength. I can't tell you how this blessed me when she wanted a hug and said, I think about you all the time. Thanks for praying for me. I went grocery shopping this evening and noticed a man driving a cart wearing a fixator. I told him, it looks like Dr. Kim must have got a hold of you. He replied, yes, how did you know? I shared with him how our friend Jack had a fixator. I told him, Dr. Kim will put one on Jack, just like you are wearing. The man said, I'm having trouble healing for the last 7 months and will have surgery Wednesday. I said, tell me your name and I will put you on my prayer list. He replied, I'm Rick. The Lord gives us eyes to see with His Spirit and compassionate hearts. He wants us to be willing to look around and take note of the situations that come into our path. A door of opportunity can open through a smile, a kind word, a listening ear, even the smallest act of caring. The writer of Proverbs says, a man's steps are directed by the Lord. Proverbs 20:24. He positions us to come alongside someone to lift them up in prayer. Jesus wants to give us opportunities to live in a place of trusting Him for new souls for His kingdom. He works through the prayers of His people, so He appoints a place for us where He is needed. It could be the very reason you were put in this very place today, where your prayers arrive just in time to relieve a desperate dilemma this world has presented. The Lord says we should always pray and not give up, Luke 18:1. Even if the situation is despairing, we are to position ourselves in a place of prayer. Our hearts hold the home of God, a hearing, compassionate heart. We carry Him into life situations, and we may walk into a place today that needs His visitation. His hope for tomorrow and possibly eternity has arrived. Father, You are so gracious and merciful to allow me to make a difference for Your kingdom. Thank You for sending Your children into my life, visiting me with Your presence, and making petitions to You on my behalf, in the precious name of Jesus.